You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today is National Independence Day for Ukraine, celebrating their separation from the Soviet Union. It is also the six-month mark for the ongoing conflict with Russia. Today I spoke with Andy Robinson from World Vision about the ramifications of the conflict for the innocent children caught in the crossfire. World Vision is working on multiple aspects of child well-being, and today we focused on education and mental health. I started by asking Andy how many children are set to be missing out on school as Europe's school term resumes.
Yeah, several million of Ukrainian children are set to miss out of school. In Romania itself, where World Vision is working, we know that most children can't get into school because they don't speak Romanian. Only about 8% of Ukrainian children can speak Romanian. So until classrooms are set up that can cater for children in their own language, it's going to be for some of these children more than 3 years before they can resume education.
And what will the long-term ramifications of this be? Are there any international actor plans to step in and rectify this to ensure that these children get the education that they need?
Education is one of many needs that various humanitarian actors are trying to respond to. First priority is always kind of food and shelter and protection. And now that those needs are getting met by a wonderful international effort, attention is now turning to education. So, yeah, World Vision is definitely one of the leading agencies addressing education and is working with local schools to set up classrooms so children from Ukraine can attend class, and working to recruit teachers from Ukraine who can teach children in their own language. So, yeah, the work is running now. It's definitely a big effort, and further support would be wonderfully appreciated.
And what about the mental health of these children? Obviously, war is an immensely traumatic event. What are the strategies in place to put a safety net, I suppose, in place for children at risk?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely seeing children who, you know, have come out of a really horrible reality, have experienced conflict directly, now living in a foreign country and are separated from dads, from older brothers, from uncles, from grandparents, hearing news every day that relatives have been killed. So mental health needs are massive, and creating a safe place for these children in a school environment where they can socialise with other children in their own language, where they can where organisations like World Vision and others can kind of really wrap safety nets around children, giving them access to counselling, to psychologists when needed, creating fun places for them to do. That's the best way we can kind of help children with this ongoing trauma, this ongoing distress as they continue to be impacted by this terrible conflict.
And you touched on the work that you're doing, but could you expand for listeners? What are World Vision's current programs for providing that structure?
So what World Vision is, New Zealand is supporting, and we're so grateful to New Zealand supporters who are making this work possible. We're funding activities to get children from Ukraine into classrooms, into informal and formal learning alongside Romanian children. And New Zealand is helping to pay for the recruitment of teachers from Ukraine. So these are refugees themselves who have fled to Romania, and giving these Ukrainian-speaking teachers a livelihood, and then getting them back into the classroom so they can work with refugee children from Ukraine, providing education and then wrapping protection services around them. So World Vision has got this massive protection and mental health activity just to make sure children are receiving specialist care and also just fun activities, opportunities to play, opportunities to go and have summer camps, you know, kick a soccer ball around, to just give them the most normal childhood that they can have, even in light of the fact that they've been displaced.
I noticed that World Vision has released a report called No Peace of Mind. Is that the main source of data? And if so, where are the numbers coming from that report?
The numbers are coming from a wider education and protection. It's called a cluster. It's basically all the different aid agencies involved in education and protection services in Romania, as well as Romanian authorities themselves. As refugees cross into Romania, they're met at the border and are kind of registered by United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and then as best they can, agencies on the ground are trying to track these families and children and make sure all their various needs are met, so be it education, protection, but, you know, food, shelter, healthcare as well. So it's the World Vision report that World Vision has published, the source of that information is the work that the wider education and protection community of agencies and local government are doing.
The work that you touched on before, is that what the New Zealand Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade is funding, or is that a different project?
No, you're right. We're incredibly grateful to Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. They are joint funding with us this education and protection activity. So what that's, to give you the specific numbers, with MFAT, with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, we're supporting just over 1,280 children back into education. So that's making sure that these children can get back into the classroom or into an informal learning centre, making sure that they have all the stationery and school books and, you know, lunch boxes they need to be in school, and also making sure we have recruited enough teachers, Ukrainian speaking teachers, to be able to work directly with these children. And that's jointly funded. Every dollar that we got from Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade was matched dollar for dollar by what the New Zealand public has donated to World Vision. So we could only have done this project with the support of both MFAT, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and with just everyday New Zealanders reaching into their own pockets and going, you know, we trust World Vision to do a good job with our donation.
And that is all the questions that I have, but is there anything that you feel the public should know about this issue or anything we haven't touched on?
Today is actually, you know, it's 6 months since the conflict started. Today is also Ukraine's National Day of Independence. So it's a very bittersweet day for the people of Ukraine. 6 months of conflict, but then remembering the history, how in 1991 they had their independence from the Soviet Union. So, yeah, certainly really grateful that today we can remember, you know, this conflict that rages on, and we remember the children of Ukraine who, you know, through no fault of their own have found themselves swept up in this horrible reality. And just to say again, just how grateful we are that New Zealanders, you know, at the far end of the world, far end of the globe, have done something to make life a little bit better, a little bit more normal, to address the education and mental health needs of these kids who are in a really, really horrible situation.
That was me speaking with Andy Robertson from World Vision about the education and mental health needs of Ukrainian children on the 6 month anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine, as well as it being Ukrainian National Independence Day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.